So we're going to get additional detail, in-depth detail, on how that affects our school and how we can move forward.
Interim School Superintendent Darren Brown, appearing at a special session Tuesday, notifying the board he will be traveling to Albany with several others to study receivership. The State Education Commissioner is calling for implementation, and Brown says they need additional clarification on this new regulation.
We want to get true clarification before we make any move yet regarding receivers, receivership. Most of our schools have already set up or have identified who their community engagement teams will be, so we want to take it a step further so we're not being reactive but being proactive with this entire receivership model.
Buffalo has 25 schools that fall under receivership. Five persistently struggling schools must be turned around in a year, the other 20 in 2 years.
So we're going to look at what has proven across the country to really work to turn schools around and attempt to implement that in our school buildings, working with the principals to identify what their needs and concerns are in their school buildings.
Among those appearing with Brown in Albany today include Buffalo Teachers Federation President Phil Ramore, District Parent Coordinating Council President Sam Radford, and school board member Larry Quinn. Quinn says he's thrilled the receivership model is ready to begin.
I think it's more than appropriate. I think that people should be thrilled that it's happening. I mean, if you look at the problems of this district for 30 years, it's the elephant in the room are these terrible contracts that we have that force us to, you know, staff schools the way somebody other than the administration wants. It has all kinds of bumping rights and seniority rights and tenure rights.
I'm not in favor of receivership.
But minority school board member Barbara Seals Nevergold is against receivership. She doesn't believe it's enough time to turn around the schools.
I don't think it's fair to the district, and I don't see where we're going to see great strides, progress.
Seals Nevergold admits there's no recourse in stopping receivership. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.